I want you also to listen for any melodic exoticisms, turns of phrase that sound vaguely or explicitly ethnic, that give the music a sense of locale, that sound different from the mainstream German, Austrian, Italian melodies we have so overwhelmingly studied to this point of the course. Let's begin then by listening to the Chopin Polonaise. This is a stylized Polish dance. It is a three-step, like a waltz, like a minuet. The Chopin Polonaise in A-flat major, opus 40, number 3 of 1838. Again, I want us to listen for a dance-like rhythmic element, and I want us to listen for melodic turns of the phrase that would seem to lie outside of the Germanic, Austrian, and Italian music we've spent the bulk of our time studying up to now. This does not sound like Italian music. This does not sound like Austrian music. This does not sound like German music. It sounds like something else. It sounds like Chopin, and much of his signature, both melodic and rhythmic, has to do with his ethnic background. Let us turn our attentions, please, to Franz Liszt, another great early nationalist composer of the mid-19th century. He was born in 1811 and died in 1886, and he is Hungarian in heritage. He was an extraordinary prodigy at the piano and an amazing virtuoso at a very young age. By the age of 12, he is concertizing and touring extensively. In 1830, at the age of 18, he is living in Paris, and it's while he's in Paris in 1830 that he goes to a concert and he hears the violinist Niccolò Paganini play the violin. Paganini, my friends, personally elevated the level of virtuosity possible on the violin, probably by an order of magnitude or two. He wrote music that only he could play on the violin and turned it into a one-man orchestra. In his touring around Europe in the 1820s and 30s, Paganini stunned audiences who had not a clue the violin was capable of such extraordinary virtuosity, and stunned them likewise because no one realized a virtuoso could be so heroic. In any case, Liszt heard Paganini for the first time in 1830 and had what fight promoter Don King might call an epiphanous realization of magnanimous importitude. Yes, Liszt saw his future right before him. Heroism via virtuosity. Man and instrument united as one. The sensational impact and commercial possibilities of pure virtuosity. He also vowed at that moment to become the Paganini of the piano. He basically shuts himself in a room and practices from 1830 to 1838. And takes what had been a substantial and virtuosic technique and renders it transcendental. When he emerges in 1838, he emerges with a theretofore unimagined piano technique, and musical compositions that he has written that only he can play.